brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Jesse Ventura is coming up in the next hour. We'll open the phones up coming up here in a little while as well. I need to get into transhumanism and a bunch of other articles I haven't broken down yet. We'll cover drones in the start of the next segment. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I will get to this. I said I would yesterday and never did. United Nations envisions transhumanist future where man is obsolete. We're going to play this video and critique it, and I'm going to break down each part of it as we go through it. And then later I'm going to put together a whole presentation out of this with clips from Endgame. But the UN says end of humanity as we know it. This is just the set plan, and they're going to wreck our genetics so bad we're going to have to go to government and corporations to even be able to have children, and then they'll be designer with back doors built into all of them. By the way, will you print me that Business Insider article about the Pentagon saying the Chinese government has had all their industries build back doors into all the tech we've bought from there? They didn't do that. They're part of the globalist program. That's agreed, standardized, so all the globalists have back doors into everything. And then re-pull me that article about Gattaca. Gattaca becomes reality, 3,500 traits, children to be killed for embryonically. If not, it's in last night's stack. I covered it on the nightly news last night. I just want to have that ready for the bottom of the hour. Incredible job. Actually, here is the Pentagon article. You did already have that ready for me. So we're going to be going over all of that at the bottom of the hour. Again, the magnitude of what's been announced in Associated Press, Financial Times of London, you name it, the criminal unelected EU bureaucracy that's made itself exempt from taxation, says movement of money, people can be limited, the checkpoints are to allow foreigners in, but slaves of Europe are not allowed to get out. And they've prepared currency controls, capital controls here in the U.S., the TSA, and its armored pillboxes are to command that. And that's when the Civil War is going to start. I'm not looking forward to it, but people trying to get out of Dodge, get to their little ranch or whatever, they pull up and the pedos want to rob the vehicle and maybe take your kids to a re-education camp, which they admit they have. That's when it's going to be, what do they call it, rock and roll? Rock and roll. And they got armored pillboxes with 50 cals they're going to open up on you and your family. They're going to send in some switchblade drones. Hoorah against the American people. Score one for Goldman Sachs. Yeah. Rout the slaves with little buck-toothed, snot-nosed 20-year-olds, you know, at Homeland Security flying the drones 1,000 miles away. I got 2 kills today, boss. I killed Patriots. You know, that's exactly how these people operate.
It is Pentagon to soon deploy pint-sized but lethal switchblade drones. Ah, against the
guys, people won't believe it. Will you print me? Texas police want armed drones, and turns out a bunch have already bought them. And at first, it'll just be pepper spray and rubber bullets they've announced. But then nerve gas, shotguns, mini missiles, 50 cals. Oh, it's so lavish. By the way, we thought about actually getting one, but I thought it was too dangerous for the video shoot we did. We actually have catalogs where you can buy drones yourself that have guns mounted to them. And again, it's all so cowards in government can start a civil war and launch drones and combat UGVs on us. Hey, folks, people aren't going to run out and face the UGVs, and no amount of checkpoints is going to save you. If you go to this physical globalist takeover, people are going to come find you in your homes, at your bars, your churches, and your restaurants. You cannot stop people once the vendettas begin. You go in the bathroom at church, somebody's waiting in there with an ice pick. I don't want this civil war to start, but folks, if they do start it and start trying to round everybody up, we've got the initiative, we've got the power, 50,000 drones, 100,000, it means nothing. We will not face them on their turf. We will strike when we want to strike, in the InfoWar and beyond, defending the Republic from foreign globalist occupiers.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura is going to be joining us and breaking some big news. Be sure and stay with us. That's in about 52 minutes from now. At the bottom of the hour, I said I'd get to this yesterday. I just ran out of time. I will get into United Nations envisions transhumanist future where man is obsolete. Now I'm going to play highlights from the UN conference here and stop it and start it and analyze it. So that is coming up at the bottom of the hour, a key report to understand how the globalists think and the world they think they're building. See, all the tech has back doors in it designed to not empower humanity, but absolutely dumb you down and enslave you. So the big secrets of the transhumanist leadership, does that mean that anyone that talks about augmenting humanity through technology is bad? No, it's not a judgment on that issue itself, but you need to know Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley, the head of UNESCO at the UN, said Hitler made eugenics look bad, and he founded the transhumanist in the late 1940s. So it is an offshoot of the globalists trying to become godmen. I'm not the one saying that. When I broke that down in Endgame, big publications say, over and over again, say Jones believes all this stuff's going to happen. No, I'm not the one saying this. My film reports on what they're saying and doing with the quotes, with the articles, with the video clips. And they are madmen. But our entire society is governed by this. You can talk about a few countries in Africa, Middle East, that haven't adopted the globalist program. The globalist program is so advanced in every case, so far ahead. It's a lie that the West is only thinking quarterly. They get us in the false paradigm politically that we follow via the media template to live in a quarterly mindset so that we're not long-term thinkers. But when you hear the Chinese or 25-year thinkers and the Japanese, folks, the globalists, and Brzezinski's written about this, are thinking in 100-year, 50-year, and 25-year plans. Okay? That's why they created the Internet. That's why they discovered DNA. Look it up. Everything. Biometrics, 150 years old. Eugenics. Genome. Eugenics. All of them were eugenicists because the robber barons over 150 years ago in Europe, England, and the United States funded only scientific research along those lines and would blackball, target, and even kill scientists that didn't play ball. And it wasn't just with genetics. It was with technologies like electricity. They shut down Tesla. That's on record, raided him, made everybody adopt the other systems. We live in a society they built. And I played you a clip from the precursor of Charlie Rose's show with that Hefner character on there with the authors of The Wise Men back in the 80s, admitting these are the guys that built our modern world. Carol Quigley says that. And so people say, well, go ahead and let them rule. They built the world. They built what we live in. They want us dead. They're getting down towards the final end game. And they've made a lot of mistakes. It's just that they were able to take over because they were ruthless. All right, I'm already getting into this news. The point is, okay, let's say some of you elitists that follow these guys want to be elitists. You say, well, they're in control. Why not, you know, let them have control? Obviously, they got control. That's social Darwinistic garbage. And again, I'm not debating Darwinism one way or the other. The social Darwinism, this idea that if you can get away with something, do it. That is very, very destructive. And the point is the globalists are going to destroy themselves. But that's coming up. Let me get into drones right now. Again, I told you more than 15 years ago that there was a plan to fully convert the entire Pentagon system, Air Force, Army, Marines, Navy, to the entire helicopter, fixed-wing aircraft system, 100% to drone, with only some troop transports themselves that are computer flown on autopilot with humans basically as like toilet attendants. The New World Order wants abject programming in humans. That's what shaving the head, brainwashing, the whole military training developed by the Prussians 300 years ago that took over military training. It's all about making you follow orders like a machine. Well, the Pentagon, top futurists like Mr. Marshall at the Pentagon, they've all said humans are done. How did I know all this 14, 15 years ago? Because I was reading their own documents on air. But this was more academic at the time. It was not widely publicized. People said, Jones is crazy. You can pull these up. Jones says we're going to face combat ground robots. Jones says the entire military force will be drones, and they're going to be domestically. Jones says there's already giant blimps at 100,000 feet or more with ground-penetrating radar looking through our walls. It was Pentagon budget. I mean, it was in there, just nobody wanted to talk about it. Jones says they can park these blimps up there and microwave you slowly in your house. You don't know why you die of cancer. That's a Pentagon admission. Jones says they're weaponizing dolphins. Jones is crazy. What's he think? This is Buck Rogers? Well, yeah, Buck Rogers came out in the 20s, folks. It's 2012. Back then it was, you know, 2000, 1998. Everything you see in the Matrix movie is in a Pentagon plan they published in 2000 that was declassified from the 70s. Does that mean they're going to actually do that? All I know is everything they wanted to do, they're a little bit behind, but they've gotten exactly what they would say. And you see, soon you're going to have total interfaces with computers. You'll be able to have unlimited pleasure centers. Philip K. Dick called these wireheads. And people will want, and they're going to say it's for the environment, they're to be in these pods. And they've got movies out. I saw it. I forget the one with Bruce Willis where, you know, he's like this old, you know, dirty, unhealthy, debilitated guy who's got atrophied muscle. It's called Surrogates. But then he's got his handsome young body out there walking around. That's a Pentagon plan. And the UN came out and announced all of that in this video that's coming up. I'm already getting into it, as you notice. So I watch with horror as they build this thing. And Ray Kurzweil doesn't tell you. They don't tell you at this UN meeting where it's all happy and lovey and it's going to be utopia like Zeitgeist. We all live in the plastic cities together. That long before this is implemented, they plan to release giant bio attacks to be blamed on private groups, to then have giant police state crackdowns, and the next bio attack will be an order of magnitude bigger, and they plan to kill almost everyone. And that's all stated, too, in hundreds and hundreds of documents, but then that's why you see it in movies and culture. They're getting you ready, and they have Discovery and History Channel shows about the end of humans and how wonderful it will be and how the nature will come back. And because they're preparing you with a self-fulfilling prophecy to accept the end. And all the globalists talk about is how they hate the malls and the water parks and ugly humanity. And then they give you propaganda so you act in an ugly way to make you the losers they say you are. And they plan to kill almost everyone listening to this show right now. And so I'm ashamed of myself caring about Ron Paul and Rand Paul beginning to waffle some. You know what? They're allies for basic liberty, Second Amendment, stuff like that. But they're informed. Ron Paul knew HIV was a weapon 2 decades ago and has been criticized for it. Ron Paul knows everything I know and more at many levels. And he doesn't think the public's ready to hear that, and he thinks he's going to work with the system. He's wrong. But Ron Paul is not our enemy. Ron Paul is our friend. And it doesn't even matter. Look, everything is about getting people to realize that we're being inserted into an artificial habitat in the globalist own words, and that more and more they're getting the global government they want and the total micromanaged system, and that we've got to shake people out of their trance. And I've been thinking this for a long time. I've thought about radical departures from what I do here on air and starting a foundation for the continuation of the human species, the Human Preservation Foundation, something along those lines, and really getting coteries of people that understand this and creating cell groups, public cell groups, that are aware, that educate and prepare people, because it's going to be bad, okay? And it's really going to unseat the system that I've spent time studying their master plan, that even most of their top minions are deluded and are compartmentalized because they're lazy. They could learn all this, that if we can actually create a 3D model of this and put it in cyberspace of the master plan, if we do it soon enough, it will be so devastating as it all unfolds that people will see it as prophecy. It isn't prophecy. And then they will finally listen. And so I've been spinning my wheels, wasting my time, and I've known this. I've known this. I mean, look, I can't even go on air and goof around and have fun anymore or cover this news item or that or plant hooks for the radio audience. And even I don't even plug sponsors hardly anymore to even fund our operation, because it's just all window dressing, I realize. I am fully beginning to break the matrix in my own mind and getting a clearer image of all this. And we've got to show people it's a mass illusion. I mean, look, I told you about all this, not because I'm smart. It's all an admitted plan. Navy drone crashes off Maryland. No injuries. They're just getting everybody ready for that. Find out how your local police agency is using drones, including Predators. Electronic Frontier Foundation. U.S. drone crashes in Maryland. I already covered that. We've got a report out here, again, we'll put it up on screen, where they've got these new pint-sized drones, Los Angeles Times, Pentagon to soon deploy pint-sized but lethal switchblade drones. And that's what I explained in the video we shot, drones shot down over Texas, was that the system, yeah, click on the LA Times, then see the photo of it, please, the blue link right there, thank you, if you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. The system knows that we're waking up to all this, so they're just rapid deploying it. That's why we shot down pint-sized drones, because that's what we're mainly going to be facing. Giant assembly lines, not making slave goods anymore for Walmart.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
OnlyBatteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed. Fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names for all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car. OnlyBatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Because we can sit here and chronicle power-mad people at every level going wild and the coordinated implosion of economies, deindustrialization, all the admitted plans, the admissions of GMO designed to reduce our fertility until we've got to go to the system to be reactivated. They're not going to ask you. They're just doing it. All of this is already so deep into the plan that people walk over to me at swim meets and things and want to talk about sports and stuff, and I just like look at them like they're a pygmy trying to tell me about the booga booga, you know, dragon or something that they say sneaks around in the woods. I mean, it's like talking to mental midgets. And I'm not on a power trip. I've just learned that the elites think of everybody as absolute garbage. They have fooled people through psychology and process. They're experts. I mean, a great example of this is Rand Paul endorsing Mitt Romney. The system knows, and the Rand Paul people understand, that the public is buying into the delusion that, well, Obama's been bad, so let's go for Mitt Romney, and then Romney will be bad, so let's go for this guy. And so they're like, hey, the public doesn't quite buy what we're saying. They're going to get mad at us if we don't endorse Romney. We want to do this. But it really is rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. The real power that the Pauls would have had was to really call out this system and be called kooks. The Pauls should know they really won early states, that they really were getting the most grassroots donations, that they were winning the info war. And the direction they're taking is one that I'm sure will give them success within the political process, but it's a political process that's fake. It doesn't go above Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. There's a ceiling to this. And you don't even break out into the real atmosphere of what's happening in real politics until you break out of that. And I'm not a spectator. I know our listeners aren't spectators. I mean, human potential is about really learning how things work. And this is like a giant Truman Show or The Matrix or the analogy of the little man behind the curtain and the great wondrous Oz. I've been behind the curtain and people want to keep saying, no, no, it's real. And I'm like, no, it's not. No, it's not. You know, Ron Paul was real because the whole system came out against him and lied about him and said he couldn't win because he was anti-Patriot Act, anti-torture, anti all these wars, pro-constitution, anti-globalist bankster. He was exposing corporate welfare. He was anathema. And now, yeah, Rand Paul talked bad about the nanny state and, hey, let the Amish have their milk. Okay, great. That's little stuff where there's not that big of a lobby against him. But where there's a big pro-war lobby, he's starting to bend to it. And don't you understand, just like a third world country, the pro-war lobby is eating America now. The Defense Department says they're going to have troops on every street, and they're going to have local reaction forces and let the police call in airstrikes. That was announced by a sitting U.S. general in a CFR report 2 weeks ago. When we were on the road, we covered it. All of this was acclimation. We've been under psych warfare. They'd say, we're not going to be on the streets. This is just a drill. And it was always for a takeover. We got footage 14 years ago of the military training, the Army and Marines in Maryland and California and Texas to go door to door with the Boy Scouts telling if their parents had guns. We got it on tape. It's in Police State 2000. And then 3 years ago, it's in the New York Times. And people were still calling us going, it can't be true. I love the Boy Scouts. It's not that the Boy Scouts are bad. Be like if your daughter got raped. She's not bad. She's been taken over. These are children that have been taken over via treason. You should be saying no. And there they are in the New York Times training to take on disgruntled veterans who won't turn their guns in. I mean, I found out every ROTC in the country. You know what drill they do? At colleges, when they go on maneuvers, the Young Officer Corps, in the making, they train to take on U.S. militias and get FEMA briefings bad-mouthing George Washington. If you don't believe me and have family in ROTC, ask them. And watch them at the dinner table tell you it's classified. And get off on it. These are young people getting off on, wait a minute, you know that? That's classified. I can't talk to you about domestic plans to take on the American people. That's when you grab your 20-year-old son around the neck and say, listen here, Junior, that's treason. You better well tell me about it right now, punk. Or just go outside. You think you're so tough, mister. These are the discussions that have to be happening right now. Right now. right now. They've hired every stinking preacher I know of in this country as the clergy response teams, getting everybody ready for martial law. They didn't make all these preparations for nothing. They plan on pulling the trigger.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Name to sell their tyranny. They play all the major angles. We, as liberty lovers, have to play on truth and on self-preservation and tell the minions of the system that you're going to be destroyed, guaranteed going along with this. And a lot of you aren't going to listen now, but you better remember and make the right decision later. I'm going to get into the big transhumanist report here in a moment, and then Jesse Ventura is coming up, and we'll probably open the phones up for Ventura when he is on with us. A lot of other news I'm going to be going over that we'll cover after I cover the transhumanist news. First off, if you go to InfoWars.com, if you'd like to financially support this radio / TV transmission, the nightly news, everything we do, we have great products that I believe in and use, discounted at the lowest prices you'll find anywhere. take ProPure, the best gravity-fed stainless steel filters out there, side-by-side comparison to the leading competitor at InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWarsStore.com. We'll get you there. There's no comparison. Go look at it for yourself. Watch the video presentation that I go over. We already have the lowest price, 10% off on top of that when you use the promo code WATER at checkout. And I did a lot of studying as I continue my preparedness, not because I'm living in fear. I'm living prepared. We have these lowest prices you're going to find and a free citizen rule book and InfoWars bumper stickers. The Life Straw, you can drink swamp water with this, and it makes it safe to drink. Cuts out all the bacteria, virus, and stuff like that. It does not obviously get rid of fluoride. It's a chemical weapon so small that almost nothing stops it. We've got some chemical filters that you can get with the ProPure that will actually reduce it almost down to nothing, but it binds to the aluminum. It's an aluminum filter. People say, well, then we get aluminum. No, it binds to it, you know, just like in chemistry. The point is Life Straw, excellent product, and it is available discounted with Citizen Rulebook at InfoWars.com. And I got these and was so impressed with them going on hikes and stuff. That's the one thing I've still got time to do. That, I mean, I've stuck this right into, you know, rain puddles and just slurped it up. Absolutely delicious. Works so well. There's a promo video there at the site as well, InfoWars.com. So it's a win-win-win. Get great prices on products that everybody needs and will certainly enjoy and use. And get great prices on it and support the broadcast, InfoWars.com. Just click on the shopping link at the top or go to InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWarsStore.com. We'll take you to the same place, the InfoWars Shop, InfoWarsShop.com or 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And we have Jesse Ventura's great new book, Democrips and Republicans, 1995, just came out yesterday, hardcover, normally $24.95, and we've got, you can get American Conspiracies, an excellent book, and 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Know About, each of those for $4.95 apiece, so all three books for $29 and change, or just get Democrips and Republicans at the discounted price there at InfoWars.com. And lastly, all my books, videos, other great videos like A Noble Lie, they're all available at InfoWars.com. Films like Police State 2000, showing the Marines training with the Boy Scouts to go tell them what Mommy and Daddy are doing. I mean, it's wild. This has all been going on behind the scenes. When do we know they're getting ready to strike? When they roll it out publicly. Because they've got to then do the PSYOP to acclimate. And they're trying to get the military to go along with it. Everybody's getting psyoped here. The police are getting psyoped. We're getting psyoped as the citizens. And we're all Americans. And by the way, if you live in Australia, Canada, Israel, Germany, it doesn't matter. Governments use whatever the latest psyops are. And the big corporations that control them do. So it's the same systems. Our police are wearing black masks and raiding political people. The Russians are wearing black masks and doing it. The Russians are chemtrailing, our criminal government's chemtrailing, because it's the same type of psychopaths running things everywhere. The Russians are involved in the New World Order, so are the Chi-Coms, but they're different gangs using the same management system, but they go to war with each other as well. They're now reporting that attack helicopters are being sent from Russia to Syria. I mean, this thing is escalating fast. The U.S. is using the so-called U.S. to get the country back. We've got to admit that it was taken. They're sending in al-Qaeda forces. It's people are like, well, don't side with Russia, side with al-Qaeda. You know what? I'm going to be against the initiation of force and starting a war so the globalists can wreck Syria and make it even more backward than it already has been through sanctions and things. Once an industrialized society. This is the globalist with our money and our name initiating guerrilla warfare attacks, now wanting bombardments. And I see emails and comments going, oh, Alex, imminent war in Syria, just like everywhere else. Yeah, it is imminent using guerrilla forces and asymmetrical, and now they're on the news wanting bombardment from the air, calling them peace bombs. Libya was a war. So don't ask me to buy into your delusional world where they don't call it a war. So, hey, Alex, where's the Libya war? Thought it was coming. And I'm like, is that a joke? It was a giant war. 50-something thousand killed, 40,000 of them ethnically cleansed, hundreds of thousands run out of the country, Arab Al-Qaeda brought in to do it, bombardment all over the country, and you're sitting there saying there wasn't a war. I mean, it's like this alternate dimension where delusional camp followers of the Matrix system look at you like there's something wrong with you because you're informed. It's like an Idiocracy where he's before the judge and he's actually defending himself and can actually speak. And the judge is like, oh, he's gay. He's retarded. He's, look, he can talk. Oh, funny talk. I've actually had people before when I've been in public on vacation reading a book coming over going, hey, the Cowboy game's on. What you doing reading a book? And you just look at them because they can't believe a man is outside by the pool, you know, at some hotel reading a book with his children swimming instead of watching a football game. And it's because, listen, I live in the real world, not in a little world where the men slap each other on the hind end and do all the little stuff. And that's what's manly. And guys walk out with their case of beer and act real tough to their car to go see a football game. You know, and Sandusky grabbing little kids and the TSA and everything. I'm not criticizing if you like football. I can go to a football game and get into it. It's like an anthropology experiment and go, yes, here are the primitives, little event programmed for them. There's the Defense Department propaganda during all the breaks. When they make a touchdown, they'll cut to military clapping in a Pavlovian way to associate, victory in touchdowns with the U.S. military. You know, they make the dunk of the basketball, cut to military. They make the field goal, cut to military. And I just sit there watching everyone being bombarded with a Pentagon set flicker rate to put them into a catatonic state near dream state. And I mean, I'm just like, oh, it's real fun. Yeah, it's fun. It's real fun to be under a psych warfare attack. Oh, yeah. So, and some will say, oh, stop being so uppity. I'm not uppity. I'm just a regular guy who saw the other side of it. And I'm like, hey, folks, this is all a big illusion. It's like Plato's cave. They're all down in the cave, chained up, watching a fire behind them with puppeteers doing a puppet show. And they think what's projected on the cave wall, just like television. Man, Plato was smart. Also had to be a eugenicist. That's kind of the problem. He's their grand guru. And they said, oh, yeah, Plato, we're going to actually create a physical. And later I saw this and looked it up knowing I would actually find articles about where the globalists did create it. And I found some of their own literature where they liken the television to Plato's cave wall. I mean, these people know what they're doing. And they're all looking at the cave wall. Well, one of the guys who's chained up finally is able to break out, and he looks up and sees sunlight up there, and he goes out and sees deer and fish in the brook and the sun and the moon, and it's so incredible, and he goes back to them, and they make fun of him and say, look, he's not trendy. He's imagining stuff. We're really good at interpreting the stuff we see on the cave wall dancing in front of us, you know, like putting your hand in front of a projector when you were a kid doing a duck or a dinosaur, and they're all really good at the little controlled matrix paradigm and laughing at you. And he says, okay, I just wanted to help you and show you there's something much bigger. And they say, we don't want your help, pal. We want to go back in the matrix. So I try to reach people in the matrix by even going along with the Ron Paul thing. And I realize that doesn't help them. You want to reach in, and that's a sellout too. That's a smaller thing than what the Pauls did, but even playing games with any of this, I realize more and more, is addressing and going, okay, I won't talk about the outside big world out there. You're making a little duck on the wall there. Yes. Yes. Oh, look at that. A tiger just came out. Oh, yes. Oh, there's this whole universe outside the cave, and you're not going to get them. You're not going to get them that way. People say you've got to be easy with people. You've got to be, you know, slow with it. No. It's all a big stinking illusion. Well, how do you know the government's evil? Look up chemical, biological, radiological testing on foster children, black people, U.S. troops. Back to the 20s, they were killing our troops in secret experiments to create cadres of scientists who were compromised and who would do anything. Most of them well-meaning in a sick way, believing it was in justifies the means, kill a few hundred to save a few million. But those running it were really doing it because they have disdain for everyone and want to kill the mass of society. All right, let's get into the big report. And I've already been leading up to this here, so this whole the last 20 minutes really just integrates in with this information. United Nations envisions transhumanist future where man is obsolete. And that's Aaron Dyke's article at Infowars.com. The Globalist Future 2045 International Congress, led by a canic futurist, Ray Kurzweil, who says he wants world government, and held in Moscow a few months back, lays out stark vision of a future for neo-human, where AI, cybernetics, nanotech, and other emerging technologies replace mankind, and openly transhumanist visions now being steered by the elite, but which emerge out of a Darwinistic circles directed by the likes of T.H. Huxley and his grandchildren, Julian, who coined the term transhumanism. As Aldous Huxley, author of Brave New World, resistance to this rapid shift in society, the 2045 conference argues, is nothing short of a return to the Middle Ages. Now, let's stop there. They frame the whole thing as if it's a foregone conclusion. They're offering you this heaven-like Valhalla that is a foregone conclusion that your brain will be transplanted in a machine and copies of it will be distributed out and death will be conquered and all of this is going to be wonderful, led by Ray Kurzweil, who says he's going to reanimate his father with the technology because he has a bunch of his father's belongings. Ain't going to happen, pal. And that he's going to live forever and eat something like 200 pills a day. Vitamins. That's very similar to the longevity program, but you're not going to live forever on that, pal. But the point is that Kurzweil, and he's got all these elitists and Hollywood stars bought into it on his program, William Shatner, the list goes on, and they go to this conference, and it's all global government, except nanotech, except wirehead, except interfaces, everything's fine. They don't tell you this is all Department of Defense 1950s, 60s, 70s, 80s, DARPA. They don't know it's 1855, Sir Francis Galton envisioning biometric computer systems, overlays, I mean, like he was, you know, almost like he was channeling, you know, an off-world engineer from Prometheus. I mean, these people, they are smart. Come up with all this, the entire science, first computers, Hollerith machines, race mixing study, integrated systems, all of our modern technologies created by eugenicists or farmed out by scientists owned by eugenicist robber barons, the entire society, the whole technotronic plan, robotics, future not needing us, phasing out humanity, all of this, a hellish future, while they've been poisoning us and dumbing us down so we can't resist their takeover, and then saying we deserve it because all we want to do is watch Dancing with the Stars and Tebow and all the rest of it. I mean, this is amazing. And then I look at the mistakes they've made. They've been able to dominate things through sheer cancerous will. But that's like cancer taking over the body. It's not a win. And I think about how Galton and four other families, the Wedgwoods, the Huxleys, the Darwins, others, all married. And after three generations, almost all the children were stillborn, totally mentally retarded, or stark raving mad. The few that did survive were super intelligent, but extremely anti-human because they interbred all of that anti-human, you know, garbage to this super breed of egg-headed, toddling, crazy people like Huxley, who wrote in 32 the whole plan for world government, shrinking humans down through carbon taxes, genetic engineering, wrecking humans' genetics at first to then make them go to the medical tyranny, who would then backdoor the genetics and control and create a suboid group of humans to serve them if the technocrats don't decide to just kill us all and have robot androids serve them. Now, again, this is 1932. You can see he then said in 62, before dying, this was actually a plan to take over and told the Berkeley students that they were so stupid they couldn't even understand it. Well, I understood your speech, buddy pal. Okay, so you guys do not deserve to take over humanity, and you say we're scum, I say we're not. I'm going to put out what you're doing and try to get the emergency transmission out. I mean, this is a worldwide global emergency transmission, what you're hearing. This is what's really going on, not all the other window dressing meant to distract you. And either we resist this and speak out against this, or they're going to carry out the next phases of their plan. The only way they'll talk to us is if we cut through all the garbage, really address them, confront them everywhere, and say, we're alive, we're sentient, we're human, we're not unconscious, we know what you're doing, and here's the problems with it, and we don't like it, and we're going to make sure when you try to carry this plan out that we have already exposed it so you don't get away with it. And it's the only hope we've got is the truth, that you will know the truth. The truth will set you free. We're going to skip this network break because I've got to get to this video. Network break stations should not go over these. Okay. Again, I not only don't do my on-air plugs, I don't even do the ads anymore. This info is so important. Okay. Let's We're going to skip this break, coming up in a minute. Let's start going to this video. This is what they put out to promote it. It happened a few months ago. Aaron pointed it out to me. They're always having these conferences, but this is with the Russian government. The UN sponsored it, and they just say it's a foregone conclusion. No more families, no more what we were. This is what we're going to be. Well, you know what? And they say, oh, if the Amish don't want to do it, it won't matter. They'll be assimilated one way or the other. So in the final equation, they'll let you live in little reservations if you don't want to be part of this. But in the final equation, they say that they're just going to make you be assimilated. It's the Borg. Well, let me explain something. It isn't happening. I've seen what you people make, and it's ugly. You're cancer. Just being able to take over is not the proof that you should rule everything. So here is the sickening promo, and we're going to be stopping this throughout when I give the hand signals. I don't want to just be audibly cutting it off. I'm going to be making quick comments throughout it. This is what they say the future is, and that this is the one, the only good future is this future, but all of it really has globalist back doors in it, and it's meant to enslave you and get you addicted to computers, stimulating your pleasure centers, so you'll be happily turned off. That's the real plan. Here it is. 2045.
The world is on the verge of global change.
Engineered by you.
Data transmission has increased by multiples of millions. The rate of globally significant events and that of discoveries and crises is growing.
Yeah, you've suppressed most of the real discoveries.
Our civilization is like an uncaptained ship sailing on rough seas.
No, the globalists are captaining it.
All the while moving faster and faster. The time we have to make the right decisions is shorter and shorter. We are facing the choice to fall into a new dark age, into affliction and degradation, or
hit pause.
A new model for...
Hit pause. Back it up. What do I call it? The new dark age, because they call it that. They want a transhumanist new dark age for the rest of us, turning off our resources in a post-industrial world, while in high-tech reservations, the new class system, they have the advanced tech, which people beg for like a slave-made iPad, like a slave-created iPad. Made it slave factories with suicide nets, then they give it to the so-called upper class, and that itself is a weaponized system. Continue.
Dark age, into affliction and degradation, or to find a new model for human development and create not simply a new civilization, but a new mankind.
Oh, their model.
Historic crises show that to break the deadlock, we need technological revolution. It is clear that today's revolution will also require the deepest social transformation.
Oh, yes.
The world's community and leaders should encourage
the UN
instead of wasting resources on solving momentary problems. To focus on the technologies of the future. Nanotechnology, biotechnology, information technology, cognitive technology, genetics, and robotics.
Stop there.
Doing so.
No need to back it up. Again. And it's true we should focus on the big issues and not on the little petty fake ones, but they always offer the solution. Oh, their propaganda system's got you distracted, but here's our template. Go with our model, accept the GMO, all of it, with GMO from day one, with all sorts of poisons and sterilants engineered into it on purpose. So see, everything they're going to shovel is meant to destroy you, then they test it on you, and they use what's good for themselves. Here it is.
Will allow us to find new sources of energy.
Globalists block those.
New architecture and transportation. Allow unprecedented developments of human cognitive abilities.
Yeah.
Refine artificial intelligences and brain-computer interfaces. Simulate complex systems. Create humanoid robots and cyborgs. And with the help of nanorobots, we may develop manageable matter. Find ways to transfer one's personality to an artificial carrier. Yet what we need is not just another technological revolution, but a new civilizational paradigm. We need new philosophy and ideology, new ethics, new culture, and new psychology, and even new metaphysics. We must reset our limits, go beyond ourselves, beyond the Earth, and beyond the solar
system. Stop again. They, through the educational system, wreck paradigms, make them tiny, and then give four-year-old level, oh, it's magic, come to us. And then they get into the religion that will guide it, the global religion that's anti-human, fake environmentalism. This is pure liquid death. Continue.
This is an adequate response to the challenges of our time. Thus, new reality and future man will arise. Could it happen spontaneously, by itself? Unlikely. Humanity does not have a master plan of its
own. Was it pause again? Humanity doesn't have a master plan. Humanity's dumb. But they, the globalists, have a master plan. Yeah, we've been on it for a long time. Oh, the Europe's falling apart. Oh, bankers will take over. They engineered it. We told you how they did it. It's on record they did it. Now they're going to be your saviors again. They're going to wreck our genetics with the GMO and the chemicals they already have. Now we have to go to them for the designer babies. Continue.
Stability. It lives in the present and does not plan. It preserves the status quo and tries to escape development. It does not tend to map future centuries and take responsibility for evil.
These transhumanists all say they're going to block our general development and only give us tech that controls us. Again, they oppose themselves for full spectrum dominance. Continue.
Evolution. In consumer society's culture, there is no evolutionary vocabulary and rhetoric. To break the deadlock, the Russia 2045 movement was founded. It is a mega project intended to reach new heights and meanings. We intend to create a new vector for civilization, aimed at constant human development and evolution. As happened with the mega projects of the last century, the nuclear and the space programs, we integrate the latest discoveries and developments.
All right, let's stop there. Yeah, the space program was a front for the secret program. Again, that's what all this is. It's about controlling technological development and then implying that they're basically the gods. And again, the UN sponsored this and that they have all the answers. And that you should just give in to having your humanity ended and merge with machines they make. They make. Remember that. With their back doors. Continue.
Energetics, aeronautics, bioengineering, nanotechnology, neurology, cybernetics, cognitive science. May everlasting spiritual ideals and values help us avoid going astray. Our project will give new meanings to the millions of people on Earth, will become a result of their joint creativity, and will lead us out of the impasse. Away from the murder of nature and physical death, forward to the realm of freedom and creativity, to the depths of the ocean and to the stars, to the infinite universe of our inner world. Our forecast for the next 40 years. February 2012. Global Future 2045 Congress is held in Moscow. It is a debate platform for discussion of our civilization's prospects for development. 2012 to 2013, the global economic and social crises are exacerbated. The debates on the global...
Engineered by globalists.
...intensifies. New transhumanist movements and parties emerge.
See?
Russia 2045
and pause again.
Transforms.
And they get into the end of the family, everything coming up. But again, the transhumanists, they're going to fix all the problems. They've got the implantable tech. It'll fix all these crises that DARPA and the globalists created. Oh, Google, don't be evil. They're just some tech guys that drink beer and got pinball machines. Hey, non-threatening. Oh, Warren Buffett has an ice cream. These are mass killers. These are cold-blooded people. I've been around them. Go back to the rest of it. Here it is.
Into World 2045. Simultaneously, the 2045.com international social network for open innovation is expanding. Here, anyone interested...
That should take your ideas.
Take part in working on it.
Make sure you don't get it. Spy on you.
In the network, there are scientists, scholars, researchers, financiers, and managers.
Oh yeah, there's George Soros, you bet.
2013 to 2014. New centers working on cybernetic technologies for the development of radical life extension rise. The race for immortality starts.
Yeah.
2015 to 2020, the Avatar is created. A robotic human copy controlled by thought.
That's enough.
Computer interface.
I'm going to get to more of this on the Nightly News.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.